Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for having me. Hanging out with you. 34, I should say. 34 after the hour. You think after 23 years I could tell time with you. I'm glad you're here. We're celebrating the 23rd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. And who better to do it with, folks, than my the very first guest, the first person who had the courage... And maybe some mental illness in those days, to join me on my show. The first day of my broadcast, November 17th, 1997, she came right out of high school, Cleta Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. She was a VP and with the NFIB in those days. Now she's a partner with and a political law attorney in Washington, D.C., with the outstanding firm that I've been telling you about for a long time, Foley & Lardner, and she certainly is one of our good friends. Cleta Mitchell, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be with you, Jim. Thank you for having me, then and now.
Well, thank you, Cleta. I've told you, and I want to say to you in front of the audience how honored I am for you to spend time with me today. But you're a special person to me because you were my first guest, and you even stayed with me the whole interview. You didn't bolt on me in the middle of the interview, which for that very first one, I don't want to hear what it sounds like. Cleta, thank you again for being here. I want to talk this segment about how things have changed. You look at your career. You were with the NFIB, no pretty darn good job. That was important work, but now you with Foley & Lardner. And that's a big-time law firm. And the work that you do, you continue to be relevant. Your voice, your message, the things you have to say. I mean, folks, you see her brilliance and her beautiful face on television all the time. Cleta, things have changed, haven't they?
Yes, they have. I'm afraid they, in many ways, have changed for the worse. I don't think, and I'm particularly worried about the period into which we are entering as a country.
Right.
After what, after the attacks the last 4 years by the media, big tech, all mm-hmm. On the president. And, you know, I think that this, in all honesty, if you step back and take a long view, there are some reasons for all of this. You know, the 1960s, the decision to remove prayer from schools,
yep.
the fights that we have over being able to just express our religious beliefs. And if you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, then of course, you know, the elites want to protect you. If you're a Christian, they want to silence you. And then, you know, I think that in our number one history textbook that's been used in American schools, public schools, I call them the government schools, and actually even used in private schools. The number one textbook is a book by a man who's late Howard Zinn, A People's History of the United States. And it has been teaching our children for now maybe two decades.
Civics.
That America is a bad place, that it is a racist place, that our founders were white men who own slaves and therefore are discredited, that America is unfair, and all the things. And this has been happening under our noses. It's been happening in our schools.
And people are surprised.
And that's not the colleges.
We're surprised that 20-somethings are going on the street, acting up and with joining Antifa and Black
right.
Lives Matter. We're surprised at that. And, I mean, I've got friends... Cleta, who have grandchildren, and it's like somebody flipped a switch. They don't know these children anymore. They weren't raised to hate anybody. They weren't raised to be, advocates necessarily for anybody. And all of a sudden, it's like somebody flipped a switch, and these kids have become members of Antifa, or they go to training classes for Antifa. They don't.
Well, it's really quite. Well, I don't know what there is to do. I mean, and then it's all reinforced. You know, they get these things taught to them in school, and then it's all reinforced by Hollywood, by popular culture, by sports icons. You can't watch. Well, yes, I mean, there's. I read something. You know, as you mentioned, I'm with a big law firm. I read something in one of the law blogs that come around every day. And I read something last week where students at these law schools are signing petitions saying they won't interview with a law firm if the law firm represents the Republican committee.
Wow.
Well, now that is...
An applicant telling a law firm how they have to behave. But I will tell you, I have to stick this in, Cleta. I know a lot of young people who aren't like that. They're not all like that. And there's increasingly enough of them that I have hope for that generation politically. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with Cleta Mitchell after the break. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.